5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible here on a Monday night on Sports Grid Radio. No Scotty tonight. You get Carver High and Mafia here with you for the next couple of hours as we take you through Monday Night Football. Second half just got going. Giants, Chiefs. Giants just got stopped on a short third and one. They are now going to be punting. Good game so far. 14-10. Chiefs lead the Giants. Like I said, just underway second half. We've got a lot of NBA. We've got a lot of NHL. We have a lot to do. Mafia, good evening. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very surprised how close this game is. I thought by this point we said, all right, this game stinks. Let's move on and talk about, you know, the weekend. That it'll be better to recap what happened than be talking about this game. But, I mean, four-point game coming into the second half. Very surprised how well the Giants have hung in there. But then again, Mahomes isn't looking like himself once again.
Yeah, and I think, Mafia, that's exactly where you got to start, because as you're watching this game, and really the first drive, they had about a 7-8 minute drive to start the game, and they were moving down the field pretty good. And, of course, it ends with the interception in the end zone off the helmet, bounces up in the air, the Giants end up getting it. Since that drive and since that pick that went off the helmet, he has not looked sharp. He's missed some deep throws. He's missed some open guys, throwing behind guys. And no matter how this game ends, Ma, because I think that they – look, it's 14-10 right now. The Giants' offense leaves a lot to be desired, as you can see. Chiefs' defense has been horrible all year, and they can't move the ball. I think the thing is that Mahomes is still having these problems. And look, he's human. You know, I mean, I think that's what it comes down to, Mafia. Dude's human, and he's having a little bit of a human year compared to the last 3 years. That's what it is.
That's not allowed in the NFL, though. Once you're a god, you always have to be a god. You cannot, can't regress like he's doing. They were showing in the halftime. I mean, I think he was 0 of 6, for passes 10 yards or more. So that's unlike him, too. You know, with Tyreek Hill, with Kelsey, usually he throws those bombs, especially to Hill over the top. And, you know, the guy's off to the races for 40 yards plus, but he can't hit him tonight.
Yeah, it seems like all the connections that he makes with Hill, Mafia, are like these little screens or these little slants where Hill's catching the ball like basically between 0 and 5 yards from the line of scrimmage, but Hill is making them into 10 or 15 yard gains because he's so good and he's so quick and shifty. That seems to be the chief offense tonight. And they had some guy named Derek Gore, who basically ran the ball down the Giants' throat for their second touchdown drive. Derek Gore, Mafia, not Frank Gore, like Strahan thought on the Manning cast. Derek Gore off the street, getting big yardage against the Giant defense in the first half.
That's what I thought too, to be honest. I saw Gore in the back. I'm like, you know, with all these guys getting picked up, Adrian Peterson, Le'Veon Bell. I'm like, did Frank Gore come around for another stint here?
Jeez, I mean, Derek Gore. Who? Really? Giant offense, not great. On their touchdown drive, Mafia, they actually got a deep play from Jones to Ross, able to move the ball a little bit. They find Rudolph for the touchdown. Other than that, they've really done nothing significant. And I think that that's a little cause for concern because we have seen offenses, Mafia, even some of, you know, like a team like Washington's offense isn't great. We've seen them move the football against this Chief D all season long. And they're just not doing it tonight. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates right here. Pharrell on the bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight and all week long. A week of vacation for Scotty Pharrell on Coast to Coast and the bench this week. We have you covered, though, right here on Sports Grid Radio. We've got Giants-Chiefs going on right now. Chiefs got the rock 14-10. Giants punted their first possession of the second half. But that's it for me, Mop. The Giant offense not being able to do anything against what's a very weak Kansas City defense, that is telling to me. And I know the Giants are missing guys, Mafia. I don't care. I don't care they're missing guys.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, everyone has been able to shred this Kansas City defense. They have not been able to run it with Booker. I don't care if it's Barkley or not Barkley. I mean, Booker ran pretty well last week. You know, you have Shepard in there who's been able to tear some people apart out of the slot, hasn't been able to do everything. Ingram's in there because they're trying to showcase him before they possibly move him, right? They're not just no one's doing anything on this team. And, you know, some of the passes, too, that – he threw to Shepard in the first half. The one, you know, he's hitting him in the face mask before. The guy's even out of his route and out of his turn towards the sideline because he's worried about pressure that hasn't gotten to him yet. There was one in the end zone that he completely missed him on to. He just doesn't look sharp either.
No, he does not. So the Chiefs just picked up a first down, and this is what they're doing. They're running the football. There goes this guy again. Who was that Gore again? That one's Williams. Williams got the carry there. But how do you not – look, you can't allow the Chiefs to run on you like this, Mafia. Their run game stinks. I get what the Giants are doing. They're doing what a lot of teams have done the last year and a half. They're trying the death by a thousand paper cuts with the Chiefs. They're playing the shell. They're playing eight back. They're daring the Chiefs to run. But this time, the Chiefs are actually gaining the yardage running. That's the problem. They're getting the yards running. Not getting stops. All right, Fro on the bench. Carver High, Mafia, here with you. Sports Grid Radio, we are just getting going. We have a lot to cover tonight. We're keeping our eye on the game. We'll do some NBA and NHL as well. All that NFL news from today. Pharrell on the bench, in for Scotty. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
Born with it. It's always been there. It's been the basis of many, many friendships and connection with people who just know and think like you do. It's made life fun. Welcome home to the Winning Edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
And we are back. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight. Start of an all week long off for Scotty Pharrell. First week in November, a rite of passage, Mafia, right? I feel like it's either the last week in October or the first week in November. It seems like he takes a full week off. We don't know if he doesn't go anywhere. Just hooping, I guess. But I feel like it's always one of these 2 weeks on the calendar every year.
Listen, he's a workaholic in the sense that he never takes off, you know, in the summer. Usually the other half of the beginning half of the year where there's winter. Now he waits till all of a sudden there's time left. And he's like, oh, wait, I got to take all this time off with fall and winter. And that's what happens every time, every year without fail. I mean, no, don't take off when the kids have off in the summer. You can go places with a family vacation. No, he waits till they're in school. He's like, yeah, no, I'm going to take off now when I don't have to deal with them so I can enjoy my time off.
Yep, that's certainly the case. So you got us all week long. You got me and Mafia on what, tonight and tomorrow. And then Mafia is abandoning me on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night. Is that right, Mafia? Do I have the schedule correct?
You have the schedule correct. I don't know about the abandonment. Like, you're abandoning, just because he's off and then I'm off, all of a sudden it's abandonment. Someone's got some interesting to go see a psychologist about.
Just for the night show. I mean, for us to hang out for 2 hours and talk. I mean, you're abandoning me on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I gotta go solo. I'm gonna pull Lisi in for a whole hour. We're gonna basically do college football full circle for a whole hour on the bench on Thursday night.
Hey, listen, I got family obligations. The sister's getting married down south. I gotta go travel.
I know. Listen, you got your week off. I mean, it's kind of a week off for you because you're off the end of this week and the beginning of next week. So that's kind of your week off.
But I'm dealing with my family, unlike him, so that's not a week off.
Right. And then I'm off Thanksgiving week. So we each have a week in November that we're off for the whole week. So away we go. Pharrell on the bench. Here's the Giants are at midfield now, Moff. And I will tell you, this line was at 11 at kickoff. That was the closing line. 11 at some places, 10.5 at others. Right now, live, Chiefs minus 7.5. Total down to 44.5. I got to tell you, Moff, it was 52. I even saw 53 right before kick. And, man, they're just – I'm surprised that it hasn't gone down a little further. It's in the mid-40s now. It took a while to get there. There has not been a lot of, obviously, scoring in this game. But even – there just hasn't been a lot of long drives. There's been a lot of three and outs. I'm kind of surprised the total is still where it's at. But with the Chiefs, you can't go too low because anything can happen very quickly.
Yeah, they're always worried about that because it doesn't matter how many times he misses hell deep. All it takes is one, and all of a sudden there's seven on the board within about 10 seconds. So they always have to worry about that with the Chiefs and take their time, bring it down.
Lost Mafia there. No Mafia there for me right now. So we'll keep moving here. Giants just punted midway through the third quarter now. Chiefs will get the ball back, and the live line goes up to 7.5 now. With the Giants. And look, the Giants are plus 420 on the money line. If the Giants had even a slightly competent offense, they could be winning. They could win this game. That's the way I see it. If they had even a slightly competent offense, they could win this football game.
But if they had a slightly competent offense, it would be the Giants.
Right, Moff. I got Moff back now. If they had a slightly competent offense, Mafia, they could win this football game. They could be leading this football game right now. They've taken one deep shot the entire game, and they connected on it. They had the flag, and Ross caught it. I don't know why they don't dial more of those up. I really don't. Jones throws a pretty good deep ball.
And not only that, like you said, about the Colts specifically a couple weeks ago, I mean, they're looking to call these flags. They're looking to throw them out there. So you throw that short ball, and the guy comes back a little bit, hits the secondary, because we know the secondary is – well, the whole defense is weak for the Chiefs, but especially their secondary isn't the best. So you can get one of those guys for a penalty, get 30, 40 yards just on the flag instead of a catch.
Right, and that's the NFL now. I mean, how many – what was the game we talked – what was it, the Colt-Niner game, right, last week where the Colts got – you just referenced it.
The game in the rain on the Sunday night.
They got about 150 yards in pass interference penalties. That's part of the game now. That's
you know what that is now?
You get a
flag. The NBA got rid of the Harden special with the hook, to draw the foul on the shooting foul.
Yeah.
Now they have it in the NFL just differently. Now it's the underthrow for the pass interference.
I'm sick of that too already, Mafia. The NBA guys, especially, they're making excuses for Harden with that. The guys, he's one of the supposedly 75 greatest players in the league's history, and I got to hear the complaints. And he's not making them, to be fair. I'm not talking about Harden. Harden is saying, it is what it is. I got to adjust. I'm talking about the people making excuses for him about that dopey rule. Who are you telling me that Harden can't create a shot and hit a jumper? He's got to lean into everybody and draw fouls. It's nonsense, Mafia. It's absolute nonsense.
Right, you got to go back to your old school days because when you're playing on the playground, no one's letting that call go. That wasn't happening. Oh. That didn't happen even in his early days in Oak City. He wasn't looking for that. It wasn't until all of a sudden he was a star in Houston and decided to try to bend the rules and find a little loophole that he started making a huge part of his game.
Yep, that's exactly what he did. Speaking of that, we have NBA. We will keep an eye on this. They're just coming back. Josh Allen on
there's
the
boy
tonight. There's my boy Josh Allen on here. We have to go back and see. They usually people tweet out anything good that gets said anyway, no matter who's on. So if Josh says it, which he won't. Josh, very much Mafia from the Derek Jeter, Tom Brady pre-Buccaneer school of dealing with the media. He does not give you anything. Very vanilla Josh Allen when he goes these press conferences. Listen, we got a tough opponent this week. We're not going to say anything. So I don't know what they could possibly be. Now, he's got some personality, but when he talks to the media, he's very Derek Jeter-like. But he does have personality. Hopefully he gives a little bit to the Mannings here, Mafia. I'd like to see from Josh Allen after the fact. But they had the mighty Strahan on before. It was like a tear-jerking session between Eli and Strahan talking about the Super Bowl 42 win over the Patriots. Just nonstop. Nonstop.
Oh, of course. I mean, hopefully they get a little something out of him, because sometimes these players, it's not like that they are, the Mannings are like some great in-depth interviewers, and they're going to get you. They can figure something out, get the answer. But, they feel more comfortable when they're talking to one of their own, when it's someone who understands them more. So maybe we get more out of him than just, the media, who every player in the world thinks the media is just out to get them. And a lot of them are. So, they're very guarded. Hopefully maybe he lets his guard down a little bit here.
Yeah, I'll probably go back and watch it tonight. If they have it on the I think you can rewind on the ESPN Plus, and I can go back and just listen to the part that Josh does here with Eli and Peyton. All right, NBA tonight, Mafia. The Cavaliers, who have been very good so far in the early going. They had a long West Coast trip, haven't been home yet, and they got to go to Charlotte after the long West Coast trip. They win in Charlotte tonight, 113-110. Nice job by the Cavs. It's a road dog tonight in the Hornets' nest getting it done. The Pacers whacked the Spurs, 131-118. Sixers beat the Blazers, 113-103. Hawks beat the Wizards, 118-111. Bulls and Celtics, Mafia, 128 spot for the Bulls. I already saw the guys in the chat on YouTube, our boy Matty, complaining about the Celtics again tonight. They were just disgraceful against the Bulls.
Yeah, they're a team that's struggling to find their identity right now. We, talked about how they had at times with Brown and with Tatum hurt at different points last season. They're trying to figure out who they were. Now they, lose Walker, and they, are moving on and change some other pieces and change the coach. And right now, under this highly heralded coach that they brought in, and with Brad Stevens moving to the front office, they still don't really know who they are and have to figure that out, it seems like, because they're struggling in the early going despite all the talent that they have.
Yeah, they've got a lot of talent. They're 2-5 now to start the season. 2-5. Jeez, that is rough.
And one of those had to go to double overtime against the Wizards over the weekend.
Yeah. Really, the Giants are picking up some first downs here, Mafia. Is that the Giants out there? Who's out there? The Chiefs got the ball? What happened here? Did the Giants turn it over or something? I got to take a look and see, because obviously we're doing the show. All right, Pharrell on the bench, Carver High Mafia in for Scotty. Sports Grid Radio, we're cooking with you for the next couple of hours, watching the game, going through everything else that's happening. We'll be back. We'll keep rocking on the grid right after this.
They were going through the motions. They were lifeless.
I don't like that or condone that at all.
I play it straight up, yo.
And we are back. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty tonight and all week long right here on Sports Grid Radio. And that ball is out, Mafia. We have got a fumble rooski here. Chiefs were driving inside the 40. Mahomes passed to Kelsey. Kelsey fighting for yards around the 30-yard line. And the Giants, Mafia, popped the ball out. A little bit of a return. So the Giants have gotten a couple of turnovers here tonight against the Chiefs, Mafia. They need the offense to do something here now after a big turnover.
Yeah, the Chiefs just cannot get out of their own way in this. I mean, even when it seems like they, are marching down, they're going to take control, they're going to expand the lead to double digits and pull away, something like that happens. That's been the whole, genesis of their season. Everything that you feel like is going to happen their way, like finally this is the time that they break out, something goes wrong. Like everything that went right for them, all the bounces they got over the years are now coming back the opposite tenfold.
And now we're getting into that little time of the night, Mafia, where full disclosure, as you can tell by how excited I got about the turnover, we're on the Giants plus 11 tonight, just so everybody wants to know. Full disclosure, and Mafia, I would never root that hard for the Giants. So we over on the Giants plus 11. I did flip, Mafia. I was telling Dane on Coast to Coast today, I thought that this would maybe be the night that the Chiefs busted out. And then, not going to lie, as I looked at more and more of the numbers, you know, even just sitting on the train coming home after Coast to Coast, I was like, you know what? Giants have been pretty good on the road against the spread the last couple years. Chiefs have been sputtering. There's a lot of points. Let's jump on the Giants tonight. So we've got the 11, but now, Moff, we're getting into that area where if the Giants can score a touchdown here and take a three-point lead maybe going into the fourth quarter, we might be able to catch ourselves a little middle with the Chiefs here, Mafia, and get it both ways. Let's go.
Yeah, you possibly can if they take the lead, but that's a big if because, you know, like you said, we still got to rely on Daniel Jones and an inept offense who lost another weapon. And coming out of halftime, they lost Sterling Shepard, ruled out with another injury. So another one bites the dust for them. Now they're basically down to Booker running back and Ingram at tight end and a who's who of nobodies that you never heard of at wide receiver.
Let's be honest, Mafia. Like, Shepard never plays. I mean, he's just one of these guys. He never plays. He is constantly hurt. It's embarrassing. It really is.
Yeah, I mean, that's the, you know, when you got these smaller guys that wide receivers taking these shots, like, they're great with the speed and they get open and they can do things like you have with, you know, Amendola and Welker, these other guys, but those shots add up and it hurts.
It certainly does. So Giants on the move here. They get the ball after the turnover. They are at about midfield. Daniel Jones just ran on first down, picked up a few yards and slid. So it's going to be second and 5 from about the 50. Giants on the live line getting 4.5 now. So Chiefs minus 4.5. They just locked it. Maybe we got something good happening here and still 4.5 and total of 40.5. So if you got that pregame under, which was 52.5, even 53 in some shops I saw, you're feeling pretty good right now. Giants are going to have a very short third down coming up here. Finishing up the NBA, Mafia, we were talking about the Bulls and the Celtics. Awful job by them. Speaking of awful jobs, now this is typical Knick right here, Mafia. Typical Knicks. Knicks get a little bit of juice, 5-1 start. Everybody's excited about them. Knicks are back. Knicks are back. And then they're 7-point favorites at home against the Raptors, and they lose outright. Knicks not back yet, Mafia. Not back yet.
No, still work to be done. You know, once you start feeling yourself, that's when you get caught. I mean, especially when you look at the box score. I mean, Barrett's had back-to-back great games here. He's really starting to, you know, become what they hoped he could be when they drafted him. But, you know, Fournier had a rough night, 2-7 from behind the arc, 5-13 overall. You know, Walker shot well, 50%, but only 15 points. The Obi Toppin, you know, Obi-Wan Kenobi here falling back down to earth with 6 points after all the talk about him, you know, reaching new heights here in the second year. Yeah. Rose a bad game. So you just had too many guys, you know, quickly 1-7 from the field, 1-6 from three. You just had a lot of guys go cold all at once getting back home after that trip to New Orleans.
Yeah, no doubt. And you're right. Barrett does have two good games in a row, but it does not matter. The Raptors get a road win in the Garden. Giants inside the 40 here, Mafia. Picked up another first down. Picked up 6 yards on first here. That's got to be motion. That's got to be offsides. Yeah, there's flags coming. That's either offsides or the Giants false started there. They let the play run, so you would have to think that there was an offside. The Giants should get a first down out of this. Elsewhere, the Grizzlies were 2-point favorites at home against the Nuggets tonight, Moff, and they actually won. Took care of business, covered the whole deal, 106-97 for the Grizz. What did Morant do tonight? Did he have a big night? How about 26? For Morant, the Joker had 23. So the Grizz take care of business there. And here's an upset, Mafia. The T-Wolves, like another team, start to feel themselves a little. 3-2, good start. And they're laying some points at home against the Magic. They got whacked, Mafia. Listen to this fourth quarter. 43-19. The Magic outscore the T-Wolves in the fourth. 115-97, they win the game. Nice effort by the Timberwolves at home.
Yeah, that's terrible. Whenever you lose to the Magic, it's bad this year, especially when you lose to them at home. I mean, this is a Magic team that was, you know, getting 9 points from Toronto when Toronto was losing to everybody. So they are not a good team at all. They're going to get, you know, be underdogs by at least 5 to 7 points every game this year, probably. So lose to them at home when you start getting a little, you know, publicity, you start feeling good. I mean, they're still, I don't want to say they're a young team because Cat feels like he's been around forever, even though he is still younger, and Russell as well. But I like where they're going right now. I like how they're getting to, you know, a better place than they've been so far this year. you know, in past years. Well, I like Edwards stepping up and being a leader too, you know, because that was a big thing with Cat for a long time, and with, you know, Wiggins, these other guys. Like, you never really had anybody step up and take control of that team, and there were too many egos and too much drama, and him coming out and saying, listen, we got too many guys playing selfish, and, you know, they got to pass the ball to someone who's open. I like that he stepped up and did that, and they played well after it. Now they came back down a little earth. You know, they got to take these growing pains, you know, a couple steps forward, one step back.
No, that's what it is. When you're a young team, you're trying to find your way. Those are the things that you go through. And we have a game that's about to tip, Mafia, in about 5 minutes out at Staples. The Clippers, who have been awful so far, they are 1-4. They have stunk. But they're taking on a team worse than them. The 1-5 Thunder, only win they have, as we know, was against the Lakers last week. But kind of a big number here. Maybe this is the night where the Clippers bust out, Mafia, right? Just went from 12.5 to 13 as we're about to tip. You comfortable laying 13 with the Clippers tonight at home against the Thunder? I don't think I am. I'm not.
No, I was even wavering about laying that much to them, you know, to Oak City when they were in Golden State, who's actually playing well. So, you know, right now, even though the Clippers have a lot of talent, I mean, Paul George is still playing great and knows what to do, you know, even without Kawhi, but for some reason they cannot get it together. So while they should blow them out, I don't feel great about it.
If we weren't locked in on the Giants and the Chiefs right now, Mafia, I think I could talk you into making a bet on the Thunder Clipper game. I think I could talk you into it.
No, those are two teams I don't trust. Show.
You gotta have something to do. We gotta have a little sauce while we're doing the show.
I'm gonna have to look for some player props or something then. I'll look for some PG props. I'm not betting on the team overall.
Well, I'll tell you what you need to study up for tomorrow night, because you know what starts tomorrow night, right? Do you know what is happening tomorrow? It is a yearly November rite of passage on a Tuesday night in November. It starts, baby.
Playoff rankings.
Not well, yes. Now that, and you know that we usually get about 2 days of people screaming and yelling about the playoff rankings that don't matter because the real ones don't come out for 6 more weeks. That, yes, you're right. But there's something else in college football that starts tomorrow night. And every November, once the calendar turns and baseball's
is it,
over.
The Mac Tuesdays?
Oh, yeah, Moff. Maction is back tomorrow night. Nice slate. Next couple nights, to be exact. I'll tell you right now who you got. I know you're interested. Ball State and Akron tomorrow night. How about Eastern Michigan and Toledo? We're going to lay the points with the Rockets, Mafia. Miami of Ohio at Ohio against the Bobcats. So 3 games tomorrow. They all 7 or 7:30 p.m. Eastern kicks. And then Wednesday, we've got more. Central Michigan at Western Michigan, Northern Illinois at Kent State. See, the only problem with the Maction, Mafia, is all the teams are on the East Coast, and you're not going to get like a 9:30 or a 10 o'clock kickoff for us. That's the only bad thing about Maction. You don't have a late-night kickoff. No late night.
Well, that and two-thirds of them suck, so it's hard to figure out what they're going to do.
You know what? It's hard because, look, the Mac is smart to do this because they do get lost in the shuffle on a regular college football Saturday. Nobody cares about the Mac. We have so many other things. There's 90 games going. The Mac ones are at the bottom of the barrel. But suddenly, when November starts and we get four or five Tuesdays and Wednesdays of Mac football, suddenly Mafia – everybody becomes an expert on the Mac. Everybody's an expert on the Mac starting tomorrow night, Mafia. Everybody's seen every game. They know all the players, or at least they will by the end of November, and then it's over.
Of course. It's like every time you have a big fight in the UFC or boxing, all of a sudden every talking head that's never watched a fight in their life all of a sudden knows who to pick and how to follow these guys and, you know, their backstory and their family and everything.
Yeah. Is that planned Canelo fight this Saturday? Is that this week?
Yeah, that's Saturday this week, right. And you also have Usman Covington rematching this week at the Garden.
Oh, is that right? All right, we'll have to talk about that tomorrow night then at some point. All right, Pharrell on the bench, Carver High Mafia in for Scotty. Giants are inside the five here. We'll see if they can punch it in when we come back. Pharrell on the bench, Sports Grid Radio. We keep rolling right after this.
No doubt about it.
Things are crazy right now.
Just read a paper.
On second thought, don't.
You're listening to something rock solid. Something to depend on.
Believe in.
Expert information on gaming.
Odds.
And more. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
And we are back. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High, and Mafia in for Scotty tonight right here on Sports Grid Radio. The Giants did score, Moff. They get in the end zone, and it's Evan Engram, who we gave you on Coast to Coast today, plus 330, anytime touchdown. Cash it, Mafia. Cash it.
Yeah, I mean, when you got someone who's, you know, somewhat valuable you want to get rid of, you got to make sure people know how good they are, right? And with Shepard out, he's the only guy they have that you actually know is going to produce and be good. I couldn't even tell you who's probably in a receiver right now. I know they got Ross. But that's it. You know, you're out Tony, out Shepard, out Galladay. So you got to go with the guy who you know has good hands, even if he gets hurt and is out too much as well.
Tony looks finished, by the way, Mafia. They should showed him on the sideline holding his wrist. He probably broke his wrist, if I had to guess anything. So Tony's going to be finished too now for the Giants. He hasn't played the last few weeks much, and now he's going to go out again here tonight. Man, the injuries are just nonstop for Big Blue, as now the Chiefs get to midfield. I was trying to catch a little bit of a middle here, Mafia, with the Chiefs. We, of course, have the Giants with the 11. I saw 2.5 for a moment. Now it's back at 3.5. I don't like 3.5, Mafia. I don't want to do 3.5 with the Chiefs.
Yeah, it's too much. You know, you're already down by 3. If you get a touchdown and get the extra point, it's 4, but there's no guarantee of that. They've been too slow to get things going. A lot of dinking and dunking. We talked about how they, you know, usually fast-paced, throw it downfield, burn you over the top offense, and then, or at least Hill does that, and then, you know, you have Kelce get in the middle and find a big seam, but they're just not doing that. Everything, as you pointed out, is short passes and hoping guys can make something after the catch.
Yeah, I mean, here he is again. Like, he threw a short little screen to Hill. He throws a short little screen to Williams. He's not throwing anything down the field. Just nothing. It's like he doesn't want to, it seems like, at this point. Now, here's my only play here, Moff, I think.
Not throwing anything with this coverage.
I think I've got to wait and hope that they don't score on this drive. You know, because if the Giants get the ball back, I'm either going to get the Chiefs under 2 or maybe, you know, even something a little bit better than that money line wise. Although it's not going to happen. The Chiefs just picked up another first down. Mahomes on a scramble. They're going to at least tie the game, I would think, Mafia, right? I mean, I think they're going to at least, unless they screw up again, they're going to at least get 3 on this drive, you would think, right?
They should, but you know what? Honestly, the NFL right now, is who knows? Because even if you say, okay, well, they get down and it's 4th down, they're close enough. Butker's a good kicker, but we've seen so many kickers miss kicks that are easy, gimme ones that they hit, you know, usually in their sleep in previous years. Not to mention, Andy Reid's a little more old school than most, but the amount of guys going for it on 4th down and, you know, often not converting too right now, is really high in the NFL. So many times everyone's going for it on 4th down. So to say they're in field goal range might not mean anything, because if all of a sudden they decide to go for a 4th, turn it over on downs, you know, better than, you know, the fumbles they've done or the interceptions or punting it away.
So the Chiefs now, we got a flag here. Let's see what we've got. What do we got? What is this? A personal foul against the Giants. I mean, Mafia, this is the stuff you can't have. You have the Chiefs. You're playing well.
Now they're trying to gift them a touchdown.
You've held them to 14 points. You're in the fourth quarter. And this guy Crowder takes a personal. What did he do here? I got to see what this guy did. What is he? What are we looking at here? Oh, okay. So he took him after the play. Is that Kelce that he gave like a little arm? Or 81. He took 81 by the head and threw him on the ground. Like, what is the purpose of that, Mafia? What is this guy doing out here? Why did he need to grab him by the head and basically think he's in a wrestling ring? What is he doing? You're winning the game.
Showing how tough he is. You're not going to push him around.
It's just stupidity sometimes. These penalties that some of these guys take, it really is. Like, and Judge is over there. Like, what's Judge complaining about? Like, what can you complain? Go watch the tape, Joe. Go watch the tape. He deserved the flag.
And it's like, how do you think you're possibly going to get away with that? When it's not like you're on the back side of the play, they're not paying attention to you. You're right in front of the guy with the ball, grabbing the other guy and throwing him to the ground. Like, all the refs, linesmen are looking at that spot.
Right. And how about Judge went a little high there with the cut. He almost has like a Scotty cut going. If you see Judge when he took – look at how high Judge went with the side shave there. I guess for a Monday night he was trying to look good. Jeez.
You know what? Maybe he's ripped out all the hair on the sides below that because of how bad they've been this year.
Yeah, no, well, look. It has been tough. So just over 11 minutes to go. Second and 10 now for the Chiefs. And this is now at 4.5. Yeah, no thank you. Back to 3.5. It's bouncing 3.5, 4.5, 3.5, 4.5. We'll see how this goes. I prefer a field goal, honestly. If they're going to get in, get them 3, tie the game, feel really good with the 11 then with just about 10 minutes to go. You think that they can't at least give that up. And you know what, Mafia? I don't have to be too greedy. If I don't have to get involved with anything live, I've got the Giant 11 bet. That's it. That's all I need, Maf. Just one. That's it. It's looking good right now.
And that's the one that seems a lot more sure than going and trying to jump on the other side and getting Kansas City, you know, laying a couple points here. Just stick with the one you have. Feel good about it. Root for that instead of having to play it against yourself when you're rooting for the Kansas City Chiefs to score, but not score too much. And then instead of losing, you know, instead of winning, you lose two ways.
You could win the game. Just don't win by 12. You know, that's what – just don't win the game by 12. We just want you to win by less than 11.
Things get slaughtered, right?
With 3rd and 11 for Mahomes, and he's going to pick this up. He finds Hill over the middle. So the Chiefs will have 1st and 10 from about the 13. They continue to move. Big third down pickup right there for Mahomes and the Chiefs. 45 live, 45 and a half, the live total at the moment. So we went through the NBA. Clippers and the Thunder just got underway, Mafia. So they are there. We have a little bit of NHL tonight. Blackhawks got their first win of the year. Jeez. They were 0-7-2, Mafia, before tonight, the Blackhawks. I mean, I know they've had a lot going on off the ice, but they finally get a win against Ottawa. So a 5-1 Blackhawk win, first win of the year. The Lightning beat the Caps 3-2, and we've got the Oilers and the Kraken going right now up in Alberta, where I love the Oilers tonight, but I as you know, Mav, I wasn't laying over $2. It was like -220. For the Oilers tonight. The Kraken played last night against the Rangers. I did like the over, though, in this game. I think it was 6.5. They got 4 goals on the board and only halfway through the game, so that's still a possibility.
That is, although you're probably going to have to get some help from Seattle to do that, and I don't know. We'll see if that happens. I mean, it's been a rough start for them, as it should be with any, you know, upstart franchise. We're not going to get the Vegas Golden Knights all the time. People are expecting that now, and that's just not how the rules are set up. They even changed it from that, so it wasn't so easy. You know, good to see both teams getting going a little bit with the Tampa and Washington. So we actually get a good game between them two, because at times they've struggled early on. I know Tampa's got their injuries. You know, they're going to play that game again, I'm sure. And then, I mean, there's so much been going on in Chicago. Forget even the scandal stuff, just with COVID and injuries to the top players. Fleury, you know, you make that trade, you finally convince him to come over and actually play for you, and then he's nowhere near what he was the last couple of years. It's just been a rough start for them overall on the ice alone, forgetting the off-the-ice stuff.
Have you seen this play that's going on right now in the Giant-Chief game? This little
I have. That's
Mahomes good. With a pass. Who's that? Is that Hardman that he threw that to? Who's 17 on the Chiefs? Yes, it was Hardman. The ball looked like he picked it up off the ground, Moff, and he went in for the touchdown. Andy Reid, is he going to burn a challenge here? Because they called it incomplete on the field.
He better not, because that's incomplete.
You can't challenge.
He doesn't have enough possession. No,
you can't challenge that play.
They're gonna, because they just called timeout, so they're gonna look. They're taking timeout to look at it again.
If you're gonna waste the timeout, you know you're gonna lose it anyway if you challenge the play. So I think he's given it another couple seconds to look at here. That's too gray area. But look, the ball's on the ground.
They're not overturning it.
That's almost you can't overturn that.
Right. It's not like he gets his hand underneath it. Even if, like, his hands are on the side of it, even if you have it secured, if it touches the ground in that position, they're not going to give you that call.
We've seen stranger things happen, to be fair. We've seen stranger things. And now they're not going to challenge Mavi. So they took the timeout. Somebody with some sense up there in the booth probably finally said to Andy, you can't challenge this. There's just no way. You won't win it. It's too gray area. So now at 3rd and 9, for the Chiefs at the 12, big play. Can the giant D, the big blue D, get a stand here and hold them to 3? They got Mahomes on it. Oh, they sure did. And the ball's out. Not only did they get the ball off, no, the Chiefs jump on it. So Mahomes fumbled. The Giants were all over him. Ball came out, and one of the Chief linemen jumped on it. Who was that that got that for the Giants? Is that the great Leonard Williams knocking that out? A play from Leonard Williams, Mafia? Did I see that correctly?
I mean, honestly, did Mahomes and Daniel Jones trade jerseys for this game? Because he's on a Daniel Jones game, a fumble, a pick. Like, he's not doing anything right. Even when he gets in a good position, he's trying to throw the game away, essentially.
He certainly is. So the Giant defense holds for a field goal here. 17-17, just under 9 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. What do we have live, Mafi? Do we have a change up live? It's probably going to go to, still 3.5. So 3.5 for the Chiefs. Man, almost want to come back a little more on the Giants at 3.5, Mafia. I'm not
going to. Don't do it.
I know.
Pigs eat, hogs get slaughtered.
Look at Mafia. Pigs eat, hogs get slaughtered. Oh, yep. I'm going to hold. I'm going to hold with my Giants plus 11. I'm going to sit on that and see how that goes for me. But I'll say this, Bob. It's been a fun game, whereas a lot of people thought maybe that this would be the night that the Chiefs come out and finally get back. I think that win, lose, or draw here, that is going to be tomorrow's take, is that the Chiefs, they are not back. They are not back at all.
No. Back. Every time you think they're going to have a bounce-back game, they just show you they're still – the 2021 Chiefs, not the 2019, not the 2020 ones. And, you know, it seems like this is just going to be what we have all year. They're going to be a middle-of-the-road team and have to continue the rebuild in the offseason that they did last offseason.
Now, let's say they get out of this, right, and they somehow win this game and they're 4-4. I want to see what they have left because they've played a lot of tough games in the AFC already. I mean, they've lost to the Ravens. They've lost to the Bills. They've lost to the Chargers. They lost to the Titans. They beat the Browns. They've played a lot of the heavies in the conference. So next week, they're home for the Packers. Man, that's a fun game. That's a late window, 4:25. At Raiders, home Cowboys, home Broncos, home Raiders, at the Chargers, home Steelers, at the Bengals, at the Broncos. You know what, Mafia? There's not a gimme game. There is not a game where right now you could say, you know what? I'd like to say Broncos at home, but look at what they're doing with the Giants at home tonight, right? I mean, that's not easy for the Chiefs. They could miss the playoffs, Mafia. They could. All right, Pharrell on the bench, Carver High, Mafia, in for Scotty right here at Sports Grid Radio. We'll come back. Giants and Chiefs tied at 17 in the fourth. We'll keep checking out some live lines and look aheads. Sports Grid Radio, on the grid. We keep rolling right after this.
People. Everybody expects every team in the effing league to win the Super Bowl. One team wins. The rest of them lose.
Nothing for you.
How about that? One last indignity.
And we are back. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High, and Mafia in for Scotty here as we are taking a look at Giants and Chiefs, getting down to nitty-gritty time. About just over 6 minutes to go, tied at 17. Mafia, they called a taunting penalty on Penny after he had a big first down for the Giants here. Now, look, by the letter of the law, I guess maybe it was a taunt. He kind of gave a first down point, and that wasn't the bad part. I think, Mafia, if you saw, he kind of gave the business to the guy then who was walking by him after that. Here's my problem, Mafia. They're way too inconsistent with this garbage. All right? They're just too – you could probably find a taunting on every other play in the NFL, and they're just way too inconsistent with it. I mean, we got a late fourth quarter drive right there. They never call him on the Cowboys, and sure enough, they do. It's just – it's nonsense, Mafia. I can't take it.
Listen, you got to be smart. You know, I don't care if this guy's, you know, not usually in there, doesn't usually make plays. You go ahead, get excited about your play, and then look away from the guy that's next to you in the other colored jersey, and then do something. Like, yeah. You got to be smart, not do it in their face. That one was an obvious one. It wasn't even like, oh, we know what, they're being a little too soft on that. He yelled right in the guy's face, you know? They're lucky he didn't punch him before they threw the flag.
Stupid. It really is stupid. But it's just the inconsistency of the penalty is what bothers me about the entire thing. All right, Pharrell on the bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty. The Giants just got another first down off a chief penalty. We'll see if they can cash in and maybe win this game. We keep rolling on Sports Grid Radio. Hour number two right after this.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Switching between tools for one project gets disjointed, especially on tight deadlines. Grammarly built a game-changing writing surface tailor-made for professionals to help you move your ideas forward and sharpen your writing. You can brainstorm ideas, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or strengthen a proposal without context switching. Easy to get started and even easier to finish. Sign up for Grammarly free and get your professional writing from draft to done. Visit Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.